Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos Tav Ches. Picking up on Zalman Beis by the bottom of the page. Very bottom of the page. Last, third to last line, last word. Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Achi. Rabbi Elazar said that the dam of an animal, of a carbon animal, is not mukdash if the minimum amount is received in more than one kli. If it goes into two kelim, it's no good. Says Rashi, Af bidam lo kiddush lechatzoyin. Does he really say that? Miyamar Rabbi Elazar Hachi Vayetmar. But we know that it says that Chavite Kohen Gadol. But the Chavitin of a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol every day has to bring a tenth of an eifa of flour for a mincha that's baked in a machavas. Machavas is a type of pan which is a shallow pan. And that's why it's called chavitin, from the lashon of machavas. Now half is done in the morning, half is done in the evening time. Says Rashi, that is asiris ha'ifa shemakrivim b'chol yom. The al shem machavas kar lechavisim, chavitim, dechsev, al machavas b'shem ta'aseh. Rabbi Yochanan, so we say again, v'ha'itmar chaviti kohen gadol, about that, Rabbi Yochanan, omer, eino kedusha lechatzayin. It's not considered kadosh in halves. If the Kohen Gadol put half of the Yisarin in one Kli Sharis and the other half in another Kli Sharis, the flour does not become consecrated, Mukdash, and may be used for things that are not sacred, non-sacred stuff. After it's go ahead and you redeem it, as Rashi says, Hashem Nasan Chatzi Yisarin de Kli Zev, Chatzi de Kli Zev, Lo Kiddush V'yatza L'chulin Goes L'chulin. So, according to Yochanan, the entire Yisarin has to be put into one Kli Sharis, and once that's done, then you could split it up. It's not only about the Minchas Chavitim, it's all Menachas that he says about this. The entire amount has to be put into the Kli Sharis at one time for it to be Mukadash. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mitoch Shekreva Lechatzoyin Kedosha Lechatzoyin, since it could be Mukrav Lechatzoyin, therefore it's also able to be Kadosh Lechatzoyin as well. See, it's Machlokas. Rashi says, Shekreva Lechatzoyin, Machatzisa Babukam, Machatzisa Be'erav. That's exactly how it's done. Half the one half a night, so too also it's allowed to be Mukdash like that as well. Peep, turn the page. Chesam enough. V'yemisa. Says Rashi, Vim Isa the Dam Lo Kiddush Chatzayin. If really Dam is not Mukdash Chatzayin, Leilif Mincha Midam. Let the Mincha learn that from Dam. That's what the Gemara says. Vim Isa Leilif Midam. And Kamet the Michas Chavitin is also not able to be Mukdash Chatzayin. V'chi Teima Rabbi Elazar Milsa Mimilsa Lo Gamar. If you want to say, nah, he doesn't learn one thing from the next, and therefore he doesn't learn out the laws of Michas Chavitin from that of the animals. V'ha'amar Rabbi Elazar says, Mincha shekamatza beheichal kshera. A mincha that he did kamitza in the heichal. What's up, kamitza is going to be good, even though it's supposed to be done in the azara. Right, says Rashi, V'afgav the din about azara kishar karbanos. If you did in the heichal, it's going to be good. Shekem mitzina besidik bezichin. Because we find about removing the bezichin, the spoonfuls of frankincense from the lechem upon him. Says Rashi, Dehi beheichal, Alma deika kamitza beheichal. There's a level of kamitza, because like we had said in the past, said yesterday, that the bezichin for the bezichin for the lechem upon him is like the kamitza for the menachos. Right, so we see that the ikka kamitza beheichal, the silo kainu kamitza, the removal is kamitza. So we see that Rabbi Elazar does learn one thing from another one. So it's going to know, mincha mi mincha yol, if he learns mincha from mincha, but mincha mi dam lo yol, if he's not going to start mixing and matching. He can learn one from a similar thing, but not one from another one. Mincha mi mincha mi yol, is that really true? You learn one mincha, the concept of mincha from another one. V'atanya, we went to the Brais, it's talking about the lechem upon him, oy, 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 oy. That's no longer, that's lacking. One of the loaves, one of the 12, gets lost or misplaced. And what happens? Ad shalo pirka nifras lachma. If its bread broke before it was removed, right? Some of it broke and some of it got lost before they were removed from the table. Then it says Rashi, lima areches lechem apadim b'shabes. Ad shalo pirka nifras lachma. If it broke before it was removed, then alechem pasul ve'in makter alav es abzichen. Then it's possible you can't do the akhtar of the bezichin. It says Rashi, Alechem Pasol, Dahav Yolam Mincha Shechasra Kodem Kemitza. The mincha is lacking before the kemitza was done. Varmina Lekaman, the kemitza of moving the bezichin, moving the spoons of frankincense. Varmina Lekaman and Tesla Beis, Mina Mincha Pratla Shechasra, from the mincha, excluding if it was chasar, Ubelechem Apanim, Gufei Amar Lekaman. It says it over there, Alechem Apanim, Kid, the Kodesh Kadoshim, Shem Nefes Achas Michal. If one of the chalos are missing, kulam pistulos, all of them are going to be no good. However, Misha Pirka Nifras Lachma, if his bed was already moved and then it was, so to speak, broke, right? The Ain Alechem Apasim Ashlov, here's another. Where'd I go? Lechem pasul. Oh, Misha Pirka Nifras Lachma. If its bread was broke after it was removed, then a lechem pasul. Magdil v'zichin. It's possible, but you do the haktara. You're magdir the bezichin, which comes out to a regular type of mincha that became lacking after kemitza. In that case, although the mincha is left of the shiraim can be eaten, the komitz is burned on the mizbeach. This would be similar to a regular mincha that became lacking after kemitza. In that case, even though it's, again, we say it can't be eaten, right, you can go and you're allowed to burn it. And that's what Rashi is saying over here, that afagav delach is siluk nifras psula dahavi shirayim shechosru ben kemitza laktara. It became lacking between the two things. Or minil kaman, afagav the makfin the komitz alayu, shirayim asur machila. V'yomer Abelazar. Abelazar explained, Lo pirka mamish. It doesn't mean that the bread was actually removed. Elakim and shegiyas manalafarik, since it came time to go and remove it. But we got a time period here. Rashi says, Sha'avu sheish shaos, kadam reperk tamid nishchat and psachim, musafin, b'sheish, b'zichin, b'sheva. Once the 6th hour of the day passed, right, the Gemara says that the Lavon was burned in the 7th hour. Abishalop Pirka, says the Gemara, Kamisha Pirka Dami, it's considered like it was removed. So this, if it breaks after the time for removal passed, even if nothing actually was removed, the Lavon is ro'oy, is fit for the Mizbeach. Right? Like it already happened. In fact, the Gemara, v'amai. V'amai, and why? Why does Rebbe Elazar say that the Lavona is fit? The Lavona is fit for the Mizbeach, even though this thing where it became deficient happened before the loaves were actually removed. To have a kamincha shechaser kodun kamitza, it should be like a regular mincha that became lacking before kamitza, which is totally no good. So we see that Relazar doesn't learn out the laws of one mincha from those of another mincha. In this case, lechem apadim from a regular mincha. So Rashi, right, this is not an animal. Lechem apadim is considered like the mincha yosa. Says Rashi, kodun kamitza daha adayin lo pirko mivsal. It wasn't pirko, it's mivsal daha amir lekaman min hamincha pratach shechaser mechashir. Alma lo yalef mincha mimincha. We don't learn that mincha from mincha. See, he doesn't. So he's saying, he learns that mincha from mincha? He doesn't. So it's going to be a whole kasha. This is not a kasha. There's always exceptions. Like, generally speaking, Rabbi Lazar does learn out mincha from another mincha. But in this case, he doesn't consider lechem apalim considered like other minachas. Because mincha lo barer komates di day. In the case of regular mincha, before kamitza, you don't know where the komitz is, right? The part that's going to be separated. It's still all mixed up with the rest of that mincha, the rest of that flour. It's only when you stick your hand in and you start to remove it. But barir komitz dida. But in the case of lechem apadim, the komitz is already separate even before the kamitza, right? The lavona is already separate from the loaves before it's been removed. Right? It's already separate from it. And the vekeven sheegia zmana lefarek. We say it, it's as if Kiman de Parkadamia, Vikiman de Gia, was one of the ones, we can say that once the time the removal arrives, it's as if it was already removed. Right, so we say generally he does learn it out, but this time it's going to be different because their Kamitza is a different style of Kamitza. One's already clear and the other one's not.
Frek the Gemara, we still have a bit of a problem, Elamayata, to have a Kishirayim Shechosib in Kamitza Akhtara. The case where the Lechem Aparim became lacking after the time of removal should be like the case of the Minchas at Shirayim that became lacking between the Kamitza and the Akhtara and the burning of the Komets. Then Maktir and Komets Aleim, where the din is that we do not burn the Komets for them, meaning if this lacking happens by a regular mincha, even after the kamitza, the carbon is completely pasul, and the komitz has not burned them in the zbeach. So nothing is gained by saying that the time of the removal has the same effect as the actual removal, because even if the lechem became lacking after the actual removal, it should still be completely invalid, and the lechem upon him unfit for the mizbeach. But this is din, that we don't, I'm sorry, that we do offer the lavona, is showing that he does not learn the laws of one mincha, a.k.a. the lechem upon from another. Wow. I'm thinking, wow, laugh, pluck the ninu. What do you mean? Isn't this a machlokas whether or not we burn the komets of a mincha that became lacking after the kemitza? So you could say, Rabbi Elazar Savela, our lover holds kemandiyam. Rashi is like kemand b'shmaita. We're going to see some machlokas. And he holds like the one who says shiram shchasu ben kemitza lektara. Makta komets alim. One does do bring the komets upon them. The Gemara comes out that according to Elazar, the laws of one mincha are learned out from those of another one, like he said about the kemitza inside the heichal, and this works well with the way he explained the brisa that the lechem upon him, which became lacking after kemitza, meaning the time of removing the lechem upon him, remains ra'oi fit for the mizbeach because he rules similarly in reference to other menachos that became lacking after kemitza. Gufa, let's take it back to Zion of Abayz. That is as follows. Chaviti Kohen Gadol, the Chaviti of the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan, Mar'ina, L'Kiddush, L'Chatoin. It's not going to be because of Chatoin, Rabbi Lazar Amar, Mutok Shekrev, L'Chatoin, Kiddush, Kiddush, L'Chatoin. Since it could be Baal L'Chatoin, therefore it's considered Kiddush, L'Chatoin as well. Amar Rav Acha, says Rav Acha, my time of Yochanan, what's the reason of Yochanan that says that it's not Kedusha L'chatzayin? There's Rav Yochanan, Mincha Machatzitza. The pasuk says, a Mincha, half of it, which is saying, right? It says, Mincha Tamid Machatzitza Baboker, Machatzitza Ba'erev. So in fact, it says, Mincha Machatzitza, it tells us, Havi Mincha V'Acher Chotzeo. Bring the complete Mincha, and then divide it into halves. That's why he said it's not going to be Kacha L'chatzayin, Kedusha L'chatzayin. It's got to be first In its entirety, and then you can split it up. Meisve fract the Gemara against Rav Elazar. Chavisei Kohen Gadol lo hayu ba'os chatzayin. The chavitin of a Kohen Gadol are not brought chatzayin halves. Elamivi yisarn shalim v'chotzei. You got to bring a full one, and then you can divide into halves. The Tanya Rav Tanya writes, Ilu nemar mincha mechatzis. If it was said mincha half, I would say that a Kohen Gadol could bring half of Yisarim from his house in the morning and bring it, and chatzis Yisarim maybe so Iris Markiv, and then half at night and bring it. Therefore, it says half of it in the morning, which means mechsa mishalim who maybe he brings half of the complete carbon. If he first brings the complete measure that has to be, and then he divides it. Now these two brises go against Rabbi Elazar, contradict Rabbi Elazar, who says that the Michas Chavitin can be sanctified even in halves. Says the Gemara, Limitzvah. Rabbi Elazar meant that it's a mitzvah. Only for a mitzvah is it that you have to do it all together. But if it's done in two parts from the beginning, then it is going to work. That's what I mean, it's a DL situation. Amalei Rav Gavia Mibei. Amalei Rav Gavia Mibei Ksil Ksil Ravashi Vaha Chuka Ksivba. But it says Chuka statute, which means that it's the chiyuv for the entire mincha to be brought together is not just a mitzvah, but actually Chuka, meaning it's absolutely necessary in order for it to work. Says Rashi, Chok Olam La Hashem. The mashma, mitoch shalim. And for the Gemara, Amalei, he said to him, lo nitzucha elala via shalim mibeso. That's only about the chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol to bring it complete from his house. Once he did that, then it can be divided into halves and consecrated. Frankly, did he really say that Umi Amar of Yochanan Hachi that it's got to be that the entire Mincha's Chavita has to be done together? Va'itmar, but it was said about one who brings a regular Mincha, Hifresh Chatzi Yisarin Vidaita Lahosif. If one designated half of an Isser, half of an Yisarin with the Kavana to add the rest afterwards, right? He put half of it into a Kli Sharis, intended to finish it later. The Gemara is later going to say that a Mincha has to have at least one Yisarin of flour. If someone said that it's hereby on me to bring half an Yisarin, he's chayav to bring a complete one. So if it's chatz Yisarin v'dayt to lahosif, Rav Amar eino kadosh, it's not kadosh, Rav Yochanan Amar kadosh, it is kadosh. V'im isa, now it's really true according to Rav Yochanan that it's got to be
the chavitin cannot be done in halves, as she says, degami chavitin eino kadosh. If that is the case, then leilif mechavitin, let him learn from the chavitin that a regular mincha also can't be mukdash in halves. Why don't we say that? Where it says, v'chi tema Rabbi Yochanan milsa min milsa loyolif, if you want to say he doesn't learn out one thing from another one, we know it's not true. V'am Rabbi Yochanan shlamim sheshachtan b'heichal ksherin. A shlamim that was shechted inside the heichal is kosher. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, by a shlamim v'shchato pesach al moed, that b'shaloy hei tofel chamor me'ikar. And we know that the secondary thing, meaning the courtyard, should not become more than the actual primary. Tafel should be more chamor than the primary, than the heichal. So we see that Rav Yochanan learns out the topic of the heichal from that of the of another one of the courtyard. So why doesn't he learn out the laws of an ordinary mincha from the laws of the minchas chavitin? And for the Gemara, daito lahosif shayni. It's different where somebody's intent from the beginning is that they're going to add the missing part. Only in that situation have Yochanan considered the original half mukdash. In the case of the Michas Chavitin, the owner did not have that intent. The Tanya, let's back this up, we went to the Braisa, Mileim, right? The Pasuk says about Kalim, in which the Mincha was mukdash, both of them filled with fine flour, mixed with oil for mincha. Ein maleim elish shleimim, and the lashon is only something which means shalim, that each kli had a complete measure over there, which is telling us that partial measure can't be mukdash. From Rabbi Yosef said, emasai, when does a kli shares not makdish a partial measure? Pesmanche ain't title Yosef. Only when someone doesn't have in mind that he wants to go ahead, he wants to add. However,
if one intends to add to the measure until it's complete, the Mishon Mishon Kadosh, each amount that's put into it ends up being Kadosh immediately.
V'Rav b'chavitin k'man tzvir lei. Who does Rav go with this machlokas of Yochanan v'Lazar about chavitin? Rashi says the Amr b'mafresh chatzi yisar she'enu kadosh. He says not kadosh. Ikar b'Lazar. When he goes like b'Lazar, who says the chavitin can be done in halves, then leilu v'chavitin. He should learn out from chavitin that a regular mincha can also be able to be done in halves also. And v'chi tema rav milsa mi milsa lo yol, if you want to say, nah, he doesn't learn out one thing from the other. She says, hilkach shar minachos lo amar de lahavik kechavitin de chavitin din hu de liktish lachatzayin. Aval shar mincha lo, other ones not. V'chi tema rav milsa mi milsa lo yol, if we know it's not true, v'amar rav mincha kedusha below shemen. He says that a mincha can be mukdash without oil. Interesting. Shekem ratzina b'lechem apanim, because we find b'lechem apanim, right? That's a mincha that does not have oil, but it does have levona, right? And we also have, not enough, but mincha can be done below levona, without levona either. Shekem ratzina b'lechem nesachim, because we find about the libations mincha. It's probably with certain animals or certain carbonos of an animal. It has oil. It includes oil because the Torah says about the Mirchaz Asachim that came with a tamid every day, that a siris ha'efa, a flour for the mincha mixed with oil. This mincha didn't have any levona. Sub-levona. So we find this with the Mirchaz Asachim. Now, we also know a mincha can be mukdash without oil and without levona. Loshem below levona, she came and seen the mechaschote. We find a mechaschote that doesn't have oil and it doesn't have levona, right? So it comes out from these ideas that Rav does learn out the laws of one topic from another. So why does he not say that just as the chavitin can be mukdash in halves, so can other menachos? So the Gemara al-Karkach,
Akorchach Rav k'Rebbe Yochanan Sfirlei. Must be that Rav holds like Rav Yochanan, who says that the chavitin can't be muktas v'chatzayin. Rav learns out from there that the same din applies to all other menachos as well. Haigufa says the Ilunga Gemara. Hamar Rav. Mincha kedusha below shemen, with mincha can be muktas without shemen. She came a sinner below lechemapana below lavona. She came a sinner with mechas nasachem below shemen u below lavona. She came a sinner with mechas chote. Veshemen lavona koche high below high, or high below high. And not only that, but the oil lavona of a mincha can be muktas on its own. Right? With this without this and this without this, the oil can be sanctified without flour and lavona. And lavona without the flour and oil. Shaman, the oil can be muktash without the lavona or the flour. Shekim mitzina, but look shaman, shel mitzora. You find right up with the look shaman of mitzora that lavona and lavona can be done without. I'm sorry. Shekim mitzina, but look shaman, shel mitzora. We find it without the mitzora's look of shaman was put in the klisharis without anything else. So, then the Gemara says, Lavona can be muktas without oil or flour. She came and seen it, but Lavona, Baba Zichen, because we find with the Lavona that comes in the Bezichen, the spoons, with the Lechem Haponim. Lavona is muktas on its own in the Bezichen, the spoons. Even though Lavona is part of the Lechem Haponim, the loaves are not sanctified with it in spoons. So what do we see? Come to Chais, we find that a Kli Sharis can mark this Lavona even though there's no oil or flour that's there. Rav Chanina, Amar, Rav Chanina seems to argue with that, and he says, beep, turn the page. Chasam Beis. Lozu Kedusha below Zu, Lozu Kedusha below Zu. No, neither can be Muktesh without the other. A mincha is muktas only if all of its ingredients, the flour, the oil, and lavona, are in the kli together. So as Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, Yisarin Lami Nimshach, why was Yisarin a kli? Why was it anointed? The point of anointing a kli was to give it the ability to be muktas something, but the Yisarin kli was used only to measure flour without any other ingredient. Chanina said it holds that the flour cannot be consecrated on its own.
If the whole purpose is in order to be makdish a kli was to give it the ability to make makdish something else, but the Yisarin kli was used only to measure flour without any other ingredient. If Chanina says the flour cannot be makdish on its own, and for the Gemara Lemechus Chote, it's like Lemechus Chote, which has only flour, it doesn't have oil or lavona. In that case, Rabbi Chanina would go and agree that the flour alone is muktash. V'log lemon nimshach. Why was a log kli? Why was that anointed? It was used only to measure oil. Chinna says the oil can't be muktash on its own. Log so mitzora. We're talking about a log of a mitzora. That's the thing that's used, and therefore it could be muktash. Okay. V'yav Shmuel savala lahad the Rav, and Shmuel also agrees with this din over here of Rav, the Tanan, for we learned in a Mishnah in Zvachim. Kliya lach v'katsin es alach. The kelim that I said for liquids or maktas liquids, umidas yavish v'katsin es yavish, and the yavish is yavish. V'ein kliya lach v'katsin es yavish v'lo midas yavish v'katsin es alach. V'amar Shmuel, Shmuel said to qualify this din, the kelim that I said for fluids do not be maktas things that are solid. Lo shanu elamidos. They taught this only in reference to midos, the measurements. Aval mizrakos mikdashos seavish. But the mizrakos, the actual basins, although they are used for kalim, sorry, for fluids, they're marked as solid things as well. Yeah, amazing. Shinaber shneim ilim. So let's move shemin lebilcha. It says that you have one silver bowl, one silver basin. Both of them are filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a mincha. So therefore, we say that Shmuel's din, that basins sanctify solids,
It's talking about dry flour. It assumes that the dry flour can become sanctified as Rav is of that Hilga opinion.
In fact, Gemara, we're not going to stand for that. Rav Echavu Difti L'Ravina Mincha Lecha Hi, but the Mincha of carbon that's mentioned in the Pasuk is Lecha. It's moist because it's talking about it has been mixed with oil. So how does Shmuel learn it from here that a kli that's designated for liquids sanctify dry solids? Amalei said Lo Nitzricha Elo the Yave Sheba. All you need it for the pasuk is necessary only in reference to dry stuff that's within the mincha, right? It's impossible with the flour and the oil that an oil that contain the mincha's carbon to be mixed perfectly. There's always going to be pockets of dry flour and remained uncouched. I'm sorry, I mean untouched. Let's take a step back. Hold on. Oi. Lost my train of thought here. Right, the flour and the oil, it's impossible that the flour and the oil that was made up of the mincha to be mixed perfectly. There's always going to be pockets of dry flour that's going to be not touched by the oil. But the basin sanctified the entire offering, including the dry flour. It's therefore reasonable to assume that a basin can sanctify even flour that's not mixed with oil all the time. Right? Another answer, Vaisema, mincha legabe dam ki yavish damya. A mincha is considered a solid when you convert to dam, right? Even though, yes, it's moist. But there's a muktas for the silver basin, which was meant to be for dam. Interesting, since the basin had this big bowl had the capability to sanctify the dense mixture of flour and oil. It also has the same capacity to sanctify even a pure solid and not a liquid. Gufa Amar Rabbi Elazar Mincha Shekmatza Beheichal Kshera. The mincha that the kometz was done in the heichal, it's going to be good. Shekematzinim Sich Bezichin, because we see it by the removal of the bezichin, the spoons is the equivalent of the kometz, like we said earlier, and therefore that's why we say Mincha Shekmatza Beheichal is going to be Kshera, because we find that in reference to the removal of the spoons of Levona from the Heichal. Right, so we see these are equivalent. Now, fact the Gemara. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah has the Kasher and Velezer's din from the following Brisa, which begins with the Pasuk about one who brings a mincha to the table, sorry, to the temple. The Kametz Misham. Pasuk says, if it comes to Sham, he shall bring it to B'nai Aaron HaKohanim. They take the Kometz from there, right? What does it mean, from there? From there to the place where the owner was standing. And it's telling us that, Mimakom Sheregle Zar Omdos, from the place where a non-Kohen Zar can stand. The Brisa seems to say that the Kametza is good only in the courtyard and not in the sanctuary. Ben Bisera Mer. Ben Bisera says, you have a different lesson that's learned there from the Pasuk. Minayin Shem Kometz Besol. How do you know that if you did Kometz with the left hand, Shiach Sfri comes Biyamin? Tamalom Reva Kometz Misham, you do it again. Welcome Shem Kometz Kvar. Igad Amri, some say that Hu Mosiv La, Vahu Mefarik La. Some say that he, meaning Rav Yirmiyah, he asked his kasha, and he also answered it. Yikadami Amr Lei Rabbi Yaakov Le Rabbi Yirmiyah. Some say that as Rabbi Yaakov said, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa, son of Tachlifa, Asbara Elecha. He will explain the issue to you. Okay. Lo Nisra Elahachshir is called Azar Kula. This bright, it must be based off Linska El Haskir as clay. It's called Azara Kula. This idea is not necessary, right? The Bryce is learning out based on from there was needed to make Lonitzka Ella. What was it needed for? Lahakshir is called Azara Kula. This allowed the entire Zara used for Kamitsa. Shalom Tomar shouldn't say Hol of Ola Kachim Kachim, Umilcha Kachim Kachim. Right, so we say Ma Ola Tunit Safon, Av Milcha Tunit Safon. This is a Milcha, and these are so too
does the Ola, or the Torah therefore states, from there to teach that a Kamitza can be performed anywhere in the courtyard, even the southern section. According to this, the purpose of the Pasuk is to include the southern sections of the courtyard, and is not free to go and learn out and to exclude, so to speak,
Seems like we just said that the answer we just gave is based on that without the pasuk from there, it would have been assumed that the kamitza can be done only in the northern part, and do the analogy between the mincha and the ola, right? That's why. But the Gemara now asks the question whether such an analogy could ever be made, because ma'ala ola shekin kalil. How could you compare it to an ola which gets completely burnt up on his back? A mincha that gets eaten, so clearly it's not burnt up. So you can't have this analogy over here. And so the term from there is not needed for anything except to exclude the heichal. Says the Gemara, all right, we got it, that the ola is not possible to be the source of the assumption that kamitza has to be done in the north. Mechata, so it's learning out from mechatas, which also belongs to the kachim, must be shechted in the north, but is not totally burnt on a mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Malachatash kimchapers al chavi krisos. How can you make it compared to, what comparison can you make to a chatas, which is mechaper for kares? This is a chumrah that the mincha doesn't have. If the standard personal chatas is brought to be mechaper for the unintentional aver of a sin, whose intentional one would be kares. Mincha, however, does not atone for such sins. It's usually brought as a voluntary offering. There's no basis for assuming that the chumras of a chatas that has to be shechted in the north also apply to a mincha. It says Gemara me asham. We learn now from an asham, which also belongs to kachi kachim, has to be shechted in the north, but is not completely burnt on his back and doesn't atone for Karish tiklach, mal ashen shekim mine damim. So somebody you can't compare these because, so you can't bring it to an asham. It's one of the type of blood offerings, and can't be compared to a mincha, which is not from blood. So for you can't mix and match these things. Now mikulu nami shekim mine damim. In fact, what can we learn out even from all of the others, which are types of blood offerings, whereas a mincha is not a blood offering. Says the Gemara, Ela Ishech, now you need it. Kasakatat Chamina, you would have thought that whole Xiv Hikriva, Ela Koin, Yigisha, Ela Koin, and Chametz, since it says, he shall bring the mincha to the Koin, he'll bring it close to the Mizbech, and he shall do Kamitza. We can compare the bringing of a mincha to the kamitza of a mincha. And what we tell us, ma gasha b'keren deromas ma'ar, it's just as the bringing of a mincha has to be at the southern north corner, so the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, of kamitza, not even b'keren deromas ma'ar, so too kamitza is done there as well. Kamash v'lan, it was to knock this off, Kamash Malan is coming to tell you to knock off this assumption. The Pasuk is telling you that the Kamitza can be done everywhere inside the courtyard. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.